Shoes. Recorded live.
Hello, everybody, and this is Rick, and it is the 11th of April, 2011, and this is the Affair Recovery Q&A call, and we've actually got several questions today. So for all of you that submitted questions, I certainly want to thank you very much. And one moment while that pulls up here. So the first question today reads as follows. My husband continued to see his AP. I found the emails on Monday. Should I continue doing the group calls? I've had him move out and filed for divorce. I still have hope, but would being on the call help or make him think it's okay, his behavior? I'm not sure that being on the call would verify his or make him think his behavior is okay one way or the other. Certainly, if you explain that you still would like to get the support from your EMS calls, I think that would be just fine. One of the questions I would have is if he's continuing on the calls, I guess I'd be a little surprised if he were. But my suggestion for you, as long as you get some sort of benefit from doing the call and staying connected with the other couples, would certainly be to be there. I know that it may seem a little awkward, and if that's the case, then you know you might not want to be on them, but otherwise, there are people there I know that really care deeply about you, and for that reason, I think all the support you can get at this point would be very good for you, and that would be my recommendation. Now, here's the second question for today, telling the family. Hello, Rick. 6 weeks ago, I found out my wife had an affair with a coworker. She is pregnant with what would be our first child, but because of the date this happened, we're almost certain the child is not mine. We're just starting our healing process, and since we are so early in the process, I don't know if we'd be able to stay together. In addition to the deep hurt this has caused me, I'm struggling about how to handle this with my family. Both of our families live out of town, and we don't see them often, and they have no idea what's happening. Actually, she just told her family that she's pregnant last week, but I haven't been able to tell mine. I don't know if I should just tell them that she's pregnant, pretending everything is fine, or tell them the truth about what happened. The way I see it, if I tell them the truth, it would probably make the whole healing process harder because our relationship with my family would definitely change, and it would be one more thing to worry about. And I just have the feeling that if we're to stay together, no one in our families should know about this. However, if I don't tell them and we don't make it in the end, I risk hurting them because they could potentially lose their first grandchild. Any advice on how to handle this and what to tell the families when we're so early in the process? Well, I think, you know, in a situation like this, I recommend waiting. I do understand the concern that they could be excited about the child, but I wouldn't talk about your wife's affair until you know for sure that there would be it would serve a purpose, and that to me would probably be at the point where you decide the two of you, for whatever reason, weren't going to be together. At another level, I do know that's kind of a risk, but you're right about one thing. It makes things very complicated when family members begin to question whether or not a child is, whose the child is. And while there may be a point in telling that story at somewhere down the road, I don't know that now would necessarily be the time. There's a whole lot of unknowns. Like you said, you're not sure whether or not the child is yours. It would seem unlikely, but unlikely things have happened before. I would certainly want confirmation one way or the other, because I've also had people tell family members that, you know, there was an illegitimate child, only to find out there wasn't an illegitimate child. And so that created a whole other set of problems. So to me, I know pretending normal is maybe what it feels like you're doing with your family, but right now you're going to try to act in that child's best interest and in what might be your potential family's best interest. And only time will tell. And I wish you both the best. I do hope in the long run that you can work this thing out. And I know many couples who have been able to do that. And you'll find that that child means a great deal to you in the long run. And again, whenever it serves a purpose, you may be able to let your family know about it. You may let the child know about it someday. But right now, I would wait and find out ultimately what may or may not happen in this process. And I believe that is the last of our questions for today. Let me hit refresh here really quick. Okay, so that's it for the day. I want to thank everybody that submitted a question, and I look forward to talking to you guys next week. God bless.